هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
Rez Gardi is a Harvard Sata human rights fellow working in Kurdistan region of Iraq, who is part of an international team of lawyers gathering evidence of the targeted genocidal campaign carried out by ISIS against the Yazidis, including mass executions, kidnapping, torture, sexual violence, and other horrific human rights abuses. This evidence will be used to build cases in collaboration with the relevant European and Iraqi Kurdish authorities to prosecute the perpetrators. Rez Gardi, welcome to SBS Kurdish and thank you for being with us once again.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to talk to you today.
Rez, as mentioned in the introduction, you and a team of lawyers are working on gathering evidence regarding ISIS's atrocities. Could you kindly elaborate on the project, please?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I'm part of an international team of lawyers. We're tasked with building a case that will eventually be used for prosecution in various different jurisdictions. So we're at the evidence gathering phase at the moment, and that involves interviewing survivors that were held captive by ISIS and witnesses who were witness to some of the crimes committed by ISIS, and family members, relatives who have come across ISIS in one way or another who can give some sort of testimony. So that's the phase we're in currently, gathering evidence. It's going to take some time before we can get cases like this before any sort of court of law, but it's a process that takes time.
You've just mentioned about gathering evidence and interviewing some of the victims. Has it been difficult gathering the evidence, including finding people brave enough to speak out?
There's been a pre-pandemic aspect to our work and post-pandemic aspect to our work, and obviously this has impacted our work. But to answer your question, whether it was difficult to find people to interview, my experience has been that many of these survivors are wanting to seek justice. They're willing to share their story. They're very strong, and they want the world to hear what has happened to them and their people, and in order to hold ISIS and their members accountable. So in terms of finding people who are willing to be interviewed, that hasn't been difficult. What's been difficult is finding people that can link the crimes to the specific perpetrators. There's been a lot of human rights documentation that's gone on here in Kurdistan. There's been various human rights organizations and the media who have come through and interviewed many of these survivors. But nothing like this has been done before, where it's going to be used for a particular court case and to hold members of Daesh accountable. And so that's the key difference with this project. And the hard part is, obviously, the whole world was aware of what was happening to the Yazidis at the time in 2014. And the world was aware of the atrocities ISIS was carrying out against this marginalized minority group. But, so we're very aware about the crimes that have happened and what exactly happened to them. But we're not exactly sure, about who committed these crimes and how we can hold them accountable. So that's the key part that we're focusing on. That's the difficult part. The other aspect that's been a bit difficult is there are many figures who have come out and spoken about what has happened to the Yazidi people, including, Nadia Murad, who's Nobel Peace Laureate, and other public figures like her. And so we have a very good idea about what happened in specific villages because of, where she's from, Kojo Village.
Yes.
But we don't have the same information about some other villages that are less known, or they haven't been public figures that have spoken out about them. And so, again, that's a difficult part, finding people from particular parts that are not as documented. And as I mentioned, there's a pre-pandemic phase, the post-pandemic phase. Interviewing people was very easy before the new world order and, what's happening right now with the lockdowns. But obviously with the restrictions and, lockdown measures here in the Kurdish regional government, interviewing people directly like we were doing before has become more difficult. And we've had to put some interviews on hold until we get instructions about, what the lockdown measures will be in the near future.
So have you been able to find any of the ISIS members who did this to them?
Look, there are many authorities and governments involved in this project that have an interest in prosecuting ISIS, particularly in foreign jurisdictions. There are many foreign fighters who came to this side of the world to join ISIS. And so there are many ISIS members that are held currently in custody either in the Kurdish region of Iraq or in the Kurdish region of Syria or in European jurisdictions. So there are ISIS members currently in custody. That's what I can say.
Rez, would you agree that initiatives like this are effective to heal wounds and bring closure to those affected by such atrocities? Perhaps, for example, for the Yazidi refugees who have been resettled in Australia?
I think it's a really important aspect because a key part of these international criminal law proceedings is justice for the individuals that were impacted, and it's obviously it can serve many other purposes, you know, deterrence, condoning the crimes, but I think on a level, you know, relevant to the witnesses, it's an aspect that rehabilitates the witnesses. And with that in mind, I think about the atrocities that happened in the Kurdish region of Iraq under Saddam Hussein's regime, the genocide and Halabja massacre, the chemical attacks. And I feel that many Kurdish people to this day don't particularly feel like they got the justice they deserved because Saddam Hussein was executed before he faced a court of law for the crimes he committed against the Kurdish population. They never got their day in court to stand in front of them and say, this is what you did to us, this is how you made us feel, and this is what you did to our family, our friends, our people. They were never able to get that day in court. So I feel that there's still, in many ways, the Kurdish people haven't moved on from the Anfal campaign. And so I think this opportunity for a court to bring these cases and prosecute and hold these members of ISIS accountable will also impact the ability of the survivors to move forward with their lives.
What countries are the lawyers from, and has it been difficult collaborating and working together, particularly given different countries have different laws?
So the team I'm currently working with, it's very international. I've got teammates that are from France, but have studied in the US or from the UK or from Australia, from Trinidad and Tobago. Myself, I'm from New Zealand, but obviously Kurdish background, and I studied in the US. So, and we've got a Yazidi lawyer who has studied in Iraq. So we're a very international team. Obviously, different jurisdictions have different law, but we are trying to bring cases for genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. And that law is the same, well, ideally, that law will be the same across jurisdictions, and it will be modeled on the international law. Some countries may have slight variations to the law or the way that they've codified it, but they're based on the same international law definitions and principles. So that part is not difficult. The difficult part is, for example, in Iraq at the moment, there are no genocide or mass atrocity laws. And so bringing prosecutions here would be under ordinary criminal law or for terrorism charges, which is in no way enough to signify, you know, the level of harm that ISIS has committed, the atrocities they've committed against the Yazidi population. Is simply not enough for them to be charged under terrorism laws when what they've committed should rightly be called genocide.
Is it possible for them to be tried maybe in Europe or in a different country in that case?
Yes, and that's the aim. So our aim is to bring about prosecutions in European jurisdictions that are willing to cooperate, and there are many countries that will be willing to cooperate. As I mentioned, in Iraq, the current state of the law is not adequate for the kind of prosecutions that ISIS should be held accountable for. There is talk before the Iraqi parliament about enacting such mass atrocity genocide laws, but to this day, it hasn't happened yet.
Human rights lawyer Rez Gardi, thank you for talking to us on SBS Kurdish, and we wish you all the best in your work.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure. Galak Mamnun.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.